This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kaifin. Triple-digit heat in the Southwest, recovery in the Northeast after torrents of rain and deadly flooding. New York and Connecticut were hit hard.
First responders were able to rescue dozens of people by boat.
I've been up here 7 years. This is the first time I've ever had seen this happen.
Roads and bridges buckled under the weight of water in Norfolk, Connecticut.
The bridge on our property, it's basically floating on the water right now. If it comes up, I don't know, 3 or 4 more inches, the bridge will be gone.
Elijah Westbrook, CBS News, Yorktown, New York.
Parts of Vermont could get more torrential rain today. In a Florida prison, Larry Nassar, the disgraced former sports doctor, was stabbed several times by another inmate. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Nassar is in stable condition after he was wounded in the back and chest. Nassar is serving decades for sexually assaulting young Team USA gymnasts, including Olympic medalists. He also admitted to assaulting athletes when he worked at Michigan State University.
President Biden has arrived in Lithuania ahead of a NATO summit. He spent today in the UK, as we hear from CBS's Tina Kraus.
Politics gave way to some pomp as President Biden met with King Charles for the first time since his crowning. The two had tea and talked about climate issues, including how to encourage companies to boost clean energy efforts, with input from John Kerry, the U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change.
Well, CBS's Cammy McCormick reports on a new estimate on just a part of the human toll in Ukraine.
Two Russian media outlets, along with a German university, estimate that 50,000 Russian troops have died in the war so far. Russia has publicly acknowledged 6,000, and those who document the numbers independently face potential criminal charges. But the numbers are far from certain. U.S. estimates are different, as are Ukrainian figures.
Aretha Franklin was known as the Queen of Soul. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means. But when she died in 2018, she left behind an M-E-S-S, a mess. Charlie Langton of affiliate WWJ in Detroit says jury selection's underway in a trial designed to rule on two uncovered wills.
Scribbled rough notes were found when her four sons began emptying out Aretha Franklin's suburban Detroit home. One, dated 2010, was found in a cabinet. The other, dated 2014, found stuffed in a couch.
On Twitter, Madonna tells fans she's on the road to recovery after a hospitalization. She plans to reschedule her North American tour and resume concerts in Europe in October. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says that temperatures will reach just over 90 degrees in parts of Wisconsin before giving way to storms, some of which could be severe. The National Weather Service says most of western Wisconsin is at risk for scattered strong to severe storms, with the main threats being hail and high winds. The window for the greatest storm threat is from 4 until 10 p.m. Dozens of employees held a strike outside of the Lining Kugels Brewery in Chippewa Falls on Monday. Teamsters Union Local 662 said that over 40 workers were part of the strike, demanding better wages. Molson Coors, which owns Lining Kugels, said it made an offer that was better than unionized rates for similar jobs, and that it doesn't expect the strike to impact its retail business. A spokesperson for the union said it's the first strike at the brewery since the 1980s. And the state patrol said a 32-year-old California woman was killed in a crash near Menominee last night. Two other people were hurt in the crash on I-94. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with our extraordinary producer and engineer, Mr. 2023. Welcome into the program, Mr. Zommers. How the heck are you after a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin?
Doing well. I got to spend some time with my family for my niece's 5th birthday yesterday.
Oh, nice. Very
now it takes a whole hand for her to say, I'm this many.
Right? She doesn't have to worry about, you know, trying to get only 2 or 3 or 4 fingers up, though. She's put the entire hand up.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good for her. Good for her. I always think of Mr. Rogers, the Muppets, you know. I'm five. Kermit the Frog's nephew. Yeah,
I don't recall.
I believe if my Muppet history is correct. Well, good. Did you go to Manitowoc then?
Yep. I think I mentioned before, one of my friends who helped me move, his truck broke down in town here.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Manitowoc to celebrate my niece's birthday and to bring him back so we could pick up his truck.
What a guy. What a guy Mr. Zommers is, spreading love and friendship across Wisconsin. That's what it should be. I had a pleasant weekend myself, still unpacking a little bit from the apartment move. But let me tell you, I hung out with one of my great friends, Joe Dale Berkland, from the metropolis in southwest Wisconsin of Blanchardville, a graduate of Pecatonica High School in southwest Wisconsin. Also, we share the fact that we both went to the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where I called games on radio long before Joe was there. And then he played football, was the quarterback at University of Wisconsin-Platteville. And then he ended up being my trainer. That's how we met, through Orange Shoe Fitness here in Wisconsin. And through circumstances of life, when I had an extra spare bedroom, he actually was my roommate for a while. And then he went on to play professional football. And I'm not talking about like European football. I'm talking about American football. Played for a team called the First over in Germany. Won a championship, a league championship in American football in Europe over in Germany. And then he came back and he got a doctor degree, or a doctor of physical therapy degree at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And now he has Joe Dale Berkland out in beautiful Colorado. And he's getting married to the lovely and talented Rachel. And so he was back in town at his bachelor party. And all, you know, Dale's about, or Dale, I keep saying, Joe Dale. Joe is about, I would say 12, 13 years younger than me, maybe a little bit more. And anyway, so he took pity on me, you understand, because all of his wonderful, athletic, successful young friends his age, they all threw him this bachelor party. And he said, by golly, I'm going to take pity on the senior citizen in my life, Todd, and invite him along. And it was fantastic. And so we went and had dinner at the Tornado Room. And then somebody has cool friends when they have like nicknames, like, you know, they don't call each other like Todd and Aaron and Bob, you know, it's like they all have cool nicknames. And of course I don't, but I enjoyed being around that atmosphere. It was fantastic. So we had drinks at the Tornado Room and dinner on Friday, and then we went to the Flamingos, not the Dancing Flamingos, but the Madison Soccer Club. And I'm talking about now football, like, you know, soccer football now. Madison has a great professional club here in Madison called the Flamingos. And so what Joe's best man, Riley, had done is he had gotten us all tickets, like the special deck or whatever. And then he apparently paid or figured this out. Joe got to go out and attempt to score a goal on the actual goalie of the Madison Flamingos. You understand? And so we all were wearing like pink shirts. That's their color. And, you know, they call themselves the Flock. And so on the back of our shirts, I think it said, "We're here to flocking party." And so I captured all this. If anybody wants to see it, I have it on videotape on my, well, digital tape on my phone. And so here's Joe, a great quarterback at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, had played professional American football and scored goals or touchdowns in a European league, but a champion there. He had never kicked. He reportedly tells me he had never attempted a goal in soccer before in his life. But, I mean, he's built. he's a true athlete, you understand? And so he's keeping it loose, and the guys, we all got a couple of beverages on the sideline, and we're cheering him on. He goes, gives him the soccer ball, says, "Where are you going to kick it?" And I can't, Joe said, like, you know, lower left. And the guy, the quarterback, says to Joe, or the quarterback, the goalie for the Flamingo says to Joe, "You're not going to make it." He says that to him, "You're not going to make it." And then kind of laughs. Joe puts down the ball. They give him the signal. And Joe Berkland from Little Blanchardville, Hollandale, Pecatonica, Southwest Wisconsin, boom, scores a goal on a professional goalie.
That's insane.
It was. And there was some schmuck before, I should say that. There was some guy before Joe that attempted. He didn't even get close. I don't think the guy even had to move. And Joe scores a goal.
Now, was it the lower left?
I forget exactly. I know. I think it was actually the upper left where he put it. People couldn't believe it. They laughed about it afterwards. But I said, my gosh, I should be Joe's agent. I mean, they should have signed him. Flamingos won, by the way, 1-0. So there you go. Congratulations to Joe Berkland and Rachel, the lovely and talented Rachel, on their engagement. But at least this weekend, congratulations to Riley for setting that up. And Joe scored a goal to the Flamingos. We'll come back in a minute after this in the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallball Show. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023, on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and globally, worldwide, on the Civic Media app. You don't have the Civic Media app, you say? Well, goodness gracious. The only better day than to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And you can't do that. So do it today. Go to your favorite app store on either your Android or your iPhone. Go to the App Store. There's a search bar there. Just type in Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Civic. Yep. And an M, kind of a blue and red color. Beautiful. Tap on that. Takes less than a minute to download it. And best of all, it's free. That's F-R-E-E. Gratis. De nada. Not going to pay anything. Gail King, she calls it a deal. It is free on the Civic Media app. You can take Mr. Zomers and I along with you every afternoon, 1 until 3, with whomever or you'd like to listen to it with. Maybe just alone. Some solitude time with Civic Media. We appreciate you listening in, whether it's over the air or on our many cross. So before the break, telling about going to my friend Dale. I keep saying Dale now. It's Joe Dale Berkland. Joe Berkland, his bachelor party. And it was a classy party. Mr. Zomer said over the break, that sounded like it's a good time. It was. Dinner, a couple of drinks, a little soccer game. Now, remind me, I only went for the highlights of the show. You understand? Because I'm of a certain age. I can't be out drinking with the boys all night. So I just went to the highlights of the evening, which I enjoyed immensely, and I let the young guys go eating. But I excuse myself to not make a fool, because the last thing you want to do, you understand, is be out with the young bucks, and then you just fall asleep in your beer. you don't want that.
That'd be rough.
Right? You don't want that. And then they have to wake you up and say, Todd, it's time to go home. And it wouldn't be because I was drunk. It was just because I'm tired. I've reached the age where, like, after a couple of beers, I'm not drunk. I'm just tired.
We had a similar thing with one of my friend's bachelor parties where we had all this stuff planned. We got to do everything. And then we just went back to one of our friend's places and played some, like, party games. Not, like, beer pong, but, like, board game type stuff.
Sure. That's classy.
And then we didn't end up too late because we're all just like, you know what? We're tired. We can hang out more tomorrow.
Now, you're much younger than I am. You're getting, but yeah, I get it. I get it. Their wedding, by the way, I've been honored enough to be invited to the wedding. I'm going to the wedding in September, I believe it is. It
would be very interesting
out in Colorado.
If you were invited to the bachelor party, but not the wedding, that'd be weird.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it? No, I'm going out there in Colorado, and it's going to be great. The wedding's going to be fantastic, and I believe on the menu, it's a lovely meal, and then instead of a cake, they're having gummies. No, I'm not, so here's the deal. Great show today. Coming up in hour number two at 2:30, you're going to want to stick with us, you understand, because we have a great guest, Brian Van Hooker. Number one is a great name. He has many titles, one of which he is a staff writer at MEL. That's M-E-L, specializing in pop culture, food, especially pizza, and long-form oral histories. He is the co-creator of the comic book Barnum and Elwood and The Tramp, and a comedy pilot starring John O'Hurley. He also hosts a podcast entitled Turtle Tracks, if I can say it, and was once called a good guy by Mr. T. So how about that? He is also the features writer at Cracked Magazine
as well. So Brian Van Hooker in hour number two. I'm going to ask him about some of these oral histories because this is fantastic. One of them is entitled A Deceptively Small Oral History of Shrinkage, the Perfect Seinfeldian Word. Ever seen that episode where George gets a little cold and they kind of coined the phrase shrinkage? So I'll be talking to Brian Van Hooker amongst that oral history and many other things in hour number two. Here's what we're going to talk about to kick off the show this afternoon. I saw this over the weekend in Politico, once a magazine, now an online publication out of Washington, D.C. And I think this is, I find it highly entertaining. And I think sometimes you have to look at all this politics stuff and you can't be too heavy about it, right? Because if you're always heavy, if you're always just ginned up, it kind of loses the appeal, right? You're like, well, if you're always ginned up, what's really bad and what's not, Todd? So I think this in a much lighter way encapsulates the 2024 Republican primary. The article is entitled The Testosterone Primary of 2024 is Getting Out of Hand. Fit boy are smirking or skirmishing over feats of strength. Another Seinfeld reference from Festivus. There shall be feats of strength. And it has this photo on the front of the on the top of the story of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who is a very good-looking gentleman, I might add. And he's at a Miami Heat game. Like the devil's advocate sign, I guess, the devil's sign. But, you know, he's not a bad dude to look at, right? Well, apparently now Mayor Francis Suarez of Miami has challenged another, you know, third, fourth tier candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, to a 5K duel after bragging about a recent sixth place finish. The mayor of Miami finished like sixth in a 5K run in Iowa. And so now he's challenging Vivek Ramaswamy to a 5K duel. Didn't win the thing. He just finished sixth. I find this highly entertaining. What do you make of this? What do you make of all this maleness? And it is not just it's not just him. Right? It's over there now, Mr. Zomer. One second.
Well, I'm speaking amongst the people. It appears
that's
that
all, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. I just had a couple of notes on my other desk there. I had to grab them quick. Thank you. So what do you think about this? This maleness in GOP primary politics. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-967 or 96 party. I made it harder. 844-96-PARTY. All right.
Well,
really, have you found another example?
No, I just mean generally. Oh, okay. Like,
but see,
I'm not surprised to see it here. Is more what I mean.
Right. And yes, there's toxic masculinity, and then I think there's just stupid masculinity. And so here's a little bit of the story from Politico magazine. Francis Suarez is bragging about sixth in an Independence Day 5K. Vivek Ramaswamy, a former nationally junior ranked tennis player, is flexing his weekly pickup victories over former collegiate athletes and a lifetime fitness outside of Des Moines. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the muscle-bound 69-year-old long-shot Democratic presidential hopeful, went viral for doing pull-ups shirtless at Gold's Gym. Even Asia Hutchinson, the 72-year-old former Arkansas governor, is boasting about still playing full-court basketball. So as you can see, it's not just Republicans. Even RFK Jr. getting in on this. Wanting to show off how masculine they are, how buff they are.
This reminds me of Jordan B. Peterson.
The first debate, which will be in Milwaukee, of course, the 2024 presidential contest has careened into a kind of testosterone primary, a frenetic fit boy summer side quest in which candidates are drawing fewer contrasts on policy and proving more keen on comparing feats of strength. Brawn and bravado are in demand, particularly among a GOP base considered conditioned by a steady dose of both the Trump era and Trump himself. It's the new thirst wedge issue. Republican candidates are now needing to play to a base that has really been defined by the Trump presidency and just the Trump persona, said one historian, Kristen Cobes-Demez, who has traced the ideological and theoretical roots of masculinity in conservatives and evangelical political circles in her book. And this is a great title for a book. It's called Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith as a Republican. You need to play that game. This kind of masculinity, physical fitness, goes hand in hand with masculine toughness. What say you about this new obsession by Republicans in particular? But these candidates need to show how masculine they are. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, my friend, welcome back to the show. What say you?
Well, I couldn't help but think if most people saw Donald Trump in the buff, that they'd see a guy who would make the Pillsbury Doughboy look buff.
Right.
I mean, it's just pretty disgusting. I mean that going back to the days of the ancient, physical beauty was supposedly the sign of purity. I mean, I think there's the old image of, was it Phirene before her,
right,
before her accusers, and you know her lawyer dropped her robes, and her judges were also impressed with her beauty that they dropped the charges. But then of course there's the political cartoon of I think the late 18th century by Nast, or one of the cartoonists of the day, exposing one of the politicians of the day and exposing him. I think he had tattoos all over his body with all his little supporters and corruptions that he was involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Just ridiculous. I mean, it's supposed to be the quality of their character, not their physical attributes. I don't know. It's sad, and that you see all these pictures of Donald Trump that the right has promoted with him looking like a combination of Rambo and Adonis, and
right, and
it certainly is not the case, and that it is sad. I mean, that these guys, it should be ridiculed as such.
I mean,
we have to expose these guys for all the foolishness that they're engaged in right now, because it's supposed to be policies that they're running on, and the media really needs to just call them out on this.
And that's exactly why we brought it up today, Mark, is because, you know, I saw this. I'm like, what the heck? It's everywhere. And to your point, we got about 40 seconds left, but want to get your take. You know, President Joe Biden, he went to a public beach this weekend, took off his shirt and took in a little sun. I mean, he wasn't bragging about himself. He's not bad for 80 years old. He's not bragging about it. He's just out there on a beach. I thought that was fantastic. What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, he's not afraid to, you know, to show himself in the buff. I mean, it shows that he's unashamed of his 80-some-year-old body.
Right. Just a natural dude.
May we all be as such that Donald Trump is talk so tough. Well, let him do the same thing, and people have trouble keeping their lunch down.
Mark, you're absolutely right. Thanks a lot, Mark, from the SAC. We got Andrew from Waukesha next. Stay tuned. He'll be on after the break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about masculine toxicity or something like that. Back with more after this on the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has now landed in Lithuania for a big NATO summit after a short stop in London. Reporter Bo Erickson has more on that visit.
Inside Windsor Castle, the president and the king met privately and then gathered with almost 30 business leaders, including the American CEOs of Bank of America and BlackRock, to discuss how businesses can assist combating climate change.
Millions of people in the Northeast are under flood watches from severe storms. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Roads and bridges have been washed away and countless people have been forced from their homes across the Northeast and New England. Many areas have gotten an entire summer's worth of rain in just a few hours.
A doctor who sexually assaulted U.S. gymnasts for decades just got attacked in federal prison. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Larry Nassar, the disgraced sports doctor convicted of sexual assault, was stabbed by another inmate in a federal prison. Nassar is said to be in stable condition.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says that temperatures will reach just over 90 degrees in parts of Wisconsin before giving way to storms, some of which could be severe. The National Weather Service says most of western Wisconsin is at risk for scattered strong to severe storms, with the main threats being hail and high winds. The window for the greatest storm threat is from 4 until 10 p.m. Dozens of employees held a strike outside of the Lining Kugels Brewery in Chippewa Falls on Monday. Teamsters Union Local 662 said that over 40 workers were part of the strike, demanding better wages. Molson Coors, which owns Lining Kugels, said it made an offer that was better than unionized rates for similar jobs, and that it doesn't expect the strike to impact its retail business. A spokesperson for the union said it's the first strike at the brewery since the 1980s. And the first challenger to Republican Derek Van Orden in Congress has announced her candidacy. Rebecca Cook, a small business owner in Eau Claire, is seeking the seat that's been held by Van Orden since last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, that's Mr. Aaron Zomers. Welcome you back to the program. Glad to have you along on a Monday. Great topic this hour. Talking about this article in Politico over the weekend, labeled or titled The Testosterone Primary of Miami Mayor. Republican Francis Suarez, a long shot presidential hopeful, has challenged another long-shot presidential hopeful, Vivek Rastaswamy, to a 5K duel.
after bragging about the fact that he came in sixth place, not first, mind you, or second, in sixth place in a 5K out in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Also, Rostislav Swami himself, a former nationally ranked junior tennis player, is flexing his weekly pickup game victories over former collegiate athletes at Lifetime Fitness outside of Des Moines. So apparently Rostislav Swami is just hanging out outside of a Lifetime Fitness saying, dude, did you play tennis at Dubuque? Because, you know, I like to challenge it. And then we got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 69-year-old long-shot Democratic presidential hopeful, went viral for doing pull-ups shirtless at Gold's Gym. And even 72-year-old former Arkansas Governor Republican Asa Hutchinson is boasting about still playing full-court basketball.
You know who else this reminds me of? Whatever. It's right. Just all these rich people who are out of touch with the world and just like, oh, you know what? I still got it. I'm still a man.
That sounds pretty good. But I mean, it is. And Mark, in the sack called earlier, I mean, you got to call these guys out for what it is. It's just ridiculous. But the underlying truth of all this is that this is what Trump and Trumpism has wrought. The fact that, and to Mark's point, I mean, God forbid we'd ever see Trump naked. But I mean, he is not an actual, you know, model of physical fitness at all. And the fact that, you know, that now becomes let's go to the phones. What you think right now, 844-967-2789. Invite you to weigh in on this. What do you think about this kind of masculinity litmus test, the Republican GOP presidential primary? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go down to Southeast Wisconsin, down to the Shaw, Waukesha, and check in with Andrew. Andrew, what say you?
Yeah, well, appreciate you taking my call. And, you know, it is good kind of fun at these people because I don't think we should allow politicians to take themselves too seriously. Mm. It's funny, kind of like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk duel in the ring, and right. You know, but let's kind of bring it back down for a second here, okay? If you ever looked at recruitment numbers for our such an unfit population, when you look at the health outcomes for the amount of money we spend, so the idea of sit and make pedestal and then say that that's terrible for the country, yeah, okay, it's funny, but we need more healthy, masculine men in this country, not less.
Well, I think that we just need more healthy people all in all. I don't think it has anything to do with masculinity. I think it has to do with everybody should just be more healthy. I mean, you know,
health all around.
Right.
But making fun of people for being active is kind of played a saxophone. Everyone talked about Obama having sex appeal. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But at the end of the day, talking about health and fitness is a good thing.
Well, I mean, if they wanted to have other presidents who had a physical fitness council and talk about young people and getting better programs in schools to get kids healthier, that's fine. But this is just all about them. That's the point I'm trying to make, Andrew, is that they're saying the reason you should vote for me is because I'm somehow more testosterone filled than the other guy, which I think is ridiculous.
I think the message is more about authenticity. This is what I care about. This is what I do in my free time. I don't think anybody's trying to challenge, you know, the voters to an arm wrestling contest. They're trying to find a way to be authentic.
Well, they're literally challenging each other.
Yeah, each other, not the voters. That's fine.
Well, I appreciate your. I'm all for physical fitness, and Lord knows I could use some more myself. I'm all for people being physical fitness people, but I think that it's gotten to the point where Trump and Trumpism has made this somehow a litmus test, how much of a man you are, which, of course, is just ridiculous, because I don't think it takes much of a man to walk through a Miss Universe pageant and say that he wants to go in the dressing rooms of 15 and 16-year-olds. I don't think that's manly at all.
Well, I feel like there's a bait and switch here. I mean, you keep talking about Trump. You know, I don't think Trump's going around talking about his physical fitness. So
the other candidates, yes. Like Mr. Zomer said, he puts out these memes. He did it over the 4th of July weekend where he puts his face on some, you know, buff guy's body that looks like a...
Not his body. So, I mean, That one's pretty funny. Could go either way.
It's funny. Andrew, I do appreciate the call. I get your point. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening down there on the Shaw. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your point of view. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We appreciate you joining in. What do you think about this? These Republican candidates, and not just Republican, but, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. also trying to flex his muscles. I just think it's goofy, right? Let's talk about a little bit of the story, more of this story from Politico here. This part of it, the poll, there's a poll out showing voters want a premium is being placed on testosterone by the modern GOP, one that has, at the moment, seems more obsessed with the idea of being ripped than with the ideas of the party that was born in Ripon, Wisconsin. Masculinity has become a major point of focus in the GOP. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who ultimately decided against his own presidential campaign, tackled the topic earlier this year in his 248-page meditation on matter entitled Manhood, the Masculine Virtues America Needs. I'm not making this up. Josh Hawley, a sitting United States senator, wrote a 248-page paper entitled Man, or somebody wrote it for him, Manhood, the Masculine Virtues America Needs. According to Politico, last month, not long after straddling a Harley Davidson in a leather vest at Iowa's Senator Joni Ernst's roast and ride, and then announcing his own presidential campaign, Mike Pence made a stop at Gridiron Man's Conference in Alabama, an evangelical gathering with the mission of, quote, building up godly men to be clear, bold, strong. Former President Donald Trump attacks his chief rival. And I had not seen this yet. And this gets to our last caller's point in Waukesha, saying that Trump isn't doing this. Give me a break. Here we are. I don't like a lot of the Trump nicknames and stuff. This one I read, and I literally laughed out loud. Here it is from Politico. Former President Donald Trump has been attacking his chief rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as quote-unquote Tiny D. calling him Tiny D DeSantis. Now, if you know, of course, DeSantis, he's saying, you know, a small D is in Ron DeSantis. Either they got a small D or a large D. But Trump is calling Ron DeSantis Tiny D, a swipe at the Florida governor's figurative and literal manhood. Have a quote from Mike Madrid, Republican strategist and co-founder of the anti-Trump Lincoln Project. He says, quote, the Republican Party is becoming more the party of the strong man. And that's what the candidates are trying to convey. It's Tucker Carlson talking about yanking your testicles. It's about constant show of bravado, even among women like Marjorie Taylor Greene firing automatic weapons. This is about power dynamics, and that's what they're trying to convey is, quote unquote, we're strong. We're strong.
Right. That's the thing where I agree with Andrew from Waukesha, his point that if what they're doing is promoting physical fitness, awesome. I'm all for that.
Yeah, but that's fine.
It appears to each other. Just some. Mm-hmm. It appears as though it is more of a like locker room talk, to use words that they've used to talk about Trump before, where it's just like, hey, I think we should do this instead. Oh yeah, fight me.
Right.
As opposed to a like promoting physical fitness.
Right. And I'll tell you part of why they're doing it. I mean, part of it is pure politics, because Trump has set the standard that, you know, well, men do certain things. I mean, it started way back in 2015, right? 2016? It started with the whole Hollywood Access tape. Or not started, at least, but it was perpetuated by it. I mean, any other candidate in my lifetime, that would have ended the entire campaign right there. You're caught on video audio tape telling people, admitting to people, that you grab women by the genitals and quote-unquote, they just, when you're famous, unquote, grab them by the kitty to clean it up for radio. That is a, not a candidate. By that time, he was the presidential nominee of the Republican Party of America. And instead of ending this campaign, it propelled it.
I still can't get over that. Like, if we had somebody, any other place I've worked, if somebody applies to go to a job and someone finds that tape of them saying that,
They're done.
They're not going to get the job.
No, they're done. So it absolutely started with Trump and this whole thing of male masculinity and dominance over women. And the fact is, it all goes back to the Republican Party of Wisconsin and America no longer has a platform that can connect with 50% plus one of the population. So they have to tap into these other things, these divisive things, these hate things. Well, if you don't act a certain way, if you don't wear certain clothes, if you can't perform certain physical tasks, you're not a real man. Boy, but by golly, vote for me. I'm a real man. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's keep it right here in Dane County in WMDX Radio down to Stoughton. CJ, thanks for calling in. What say you, sir?
Well, thanks for taking my call. But what started, you know, it's funny how you don't remember a Democrat president who had an affair with an intern in the Oval Office, lied about it under oath, and then you just happen to just, the Republicans are the only ones.
But that had nothing to do. I called out Bill Clinton. It was a terrible thing, and I denounced that. For years before you even know me.
I've been listening to that.
Well, because what Bill Clinton did has nothing to do with this. It's not.
Oh,
Of course not. Because he didn't go out and say, "Oh yeah, I banged my." You know what, CJ? He didn't go out and say, "I banged my intern." That means you should vote for me. I mean, these—it's a completely different thing,
no,
CJ, and you know it.
I like how you just so happen to conveniently forget that, but you never mentioned it. Speak of it.
I just said it.
No, you. Now you did.
Sure.
Now you did.
But it has nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with the people running for office now having these kind of pro-masculine agendas. It's completely different.
Well, yeah, because your party's pushing zones women that compete against women. Your party's the driving force behind this divide in our country. It's race and gender. That's the only argument you folks believe in.
We have to go to a break, CJ, but I appreciate you calling. For those of you still having lunch, if you haven't had your dose of hate, now you have. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allpaul Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network statewide in Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Glad to have you along on Monday, July 10th, 2023, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Talking about this story in Politico over the weekend, detailing these Republican presidential candidates trying to out-masculine one another, challenging each other to races, feats of strength, and how this kind of permeates. And I'm glad CJ from Stoughton, our perennial conservative mega caller, called in. I'm glad he called in because it allows me to prove my point that at the end of the day, a lot of it, comes back to tying this in with the narrative that he tried to start spewing forth before we literally ran out of time. They want to bring all this back to the LGBTQ issue. And somehow, if you're gay or trans, you're not person enough to be of worth in this country anymore.
Or you're a groomer.
Right. That's what it's about. That's a lot of what it's about. And they're trying to divide us. Right? And what people like the last caller, CJ, and others, Republicans don't want is there are all kinds, numerous people in the United States military who are gay or trans, who are serving with dignity and honor, who are protecting this country every day. And people want to poke fun at them and want to attack them, have never put on the uniform, and have never served this country. And that's a tragedy. This goes back to another issue on Republicans as a whole. Joe Scarborough made a great point on Morning Joe this morning. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first of all, let's take your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Richland Center, back to the old stomping ground, southwest Wisconsin, listening on WRCE. Beverly, go ahead.
Well, Todd, I'm just wondering if these guys spent half as much time exercising their brain, they might realize how stupid this is.
Right?
You know, if they just get a few neurons firing.
Are you there, Bev?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're functioning on this. They're functioning on testosterone rather than neurons. And it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And I couldn't agree with you more. And again, I think it's meant to be a distraction, right? Because they don't want to talk about the policy that they know doesn't connect. And so they're trying to distract people with this stuff. That's my take. What's yours?
I don't know if you can even give them credit for trying to distract. I think they're so tied up with having to establish their dominance as males that nothing else is getting through.
Yeah. I mean, it does become toxic, what they say, right?
Absolutely.
Bev, appreciate you listening. As always, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it up there. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, my pleasure. Let's go to a couple of texts here from Monroe, Wisconsin. Beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, down in southern Wisconsin there, Greene County. Somebody says, this is good, right, Mr. Zomers? Oh, quote, Obama has such a great body, and that's why Trump hates him so much. I mean, it just comes natural to Obama, right? He's a fit guy. He takes care of himself. You know, he doesn't have to go out and say things. He's just himself. He's just cool. And while we're on it, let's be fair. George W. Bush, pretty fit guy himself. Rode dirt bike all the time out there chopping brush out in the ranch in Texas. Didn't have to brag about it. Just was. So I think that's great.
Or like with Joe Biden, he just going to the beach.
Right, right. Here's somebody on WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin. Why did he put that, well, we'll leave it out. Horses patoot from Stoughton on the air. Once a month will be good for him. Well, like I put CJ on because I try to take, as Matt Flynn likes to say, we take all callers. At least I think it's good to remind each other that there are what people out there are saying. Like, I don't want everybody to agree with me. That's not beneficial. So it's good to remind ourselves, look, here's what there is a segment of our population that truly believes. And if we don't hear it directly sometimes, we forget that. And I want to give people a legit shot to say what they think.
And it does bring up that it's worth, like in this specific example, yeah, it's worth bringing up what our past president did.
Right.
And how that was wrong and how it differs from what's happening now.
Yeah, absolutely. I put people on, not, you know, give people 100 times to say it in a day. But respectful, I'll give people the opportunity to say, have their say. And it's fine. We should all agree. Should always take a look at what other people think. Here's this story I was talking about on Morning Joe. This from Raw Story. And just as I say that, of course, there we go. Bring it up. This on Raw Story this afternoon. Michigan brawl exposes underreported divisions within the Republican Party, according to Morning Joe. Of course, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, former Republican congressman from when my former boss, Scott Klug, was in Congress, and now he has this show on MSNBC called Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough said a violent altercation at a Republican meeting in Michigan underscored the deep divisions within the GOP. Republican activist James Chapman allegedly attacked Clare County GOP chair Mark DeYoung, leaving him with a broken rib, and the Morning Joe incident was an example of the post-Donald Trump schism within the party. Quote, I think this is the most underreported story because everybody is so obsessed with how Donald Trump is polling at 45% or he's polling at 48%. Scarborough said, what they don't report is that 25% of Republicans say they will never, ever vote for Donald Trump under any circumstances. That is a party divided. And as the first Republican president said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Michigan, yet another example, the state party is at war with one another. Joe Scarborough said. He went on to say, the cult of personality, it leads to one political loss after another political loss after another political loss. If this guy were winning, he'd still be terrible. They were following a neo-fascist, but he's not winning. He continues to take them over the cliff. This latest fight sounds like a Southern Baptist deacons meeting, broken ribs and kicks in the groin. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit, but I know Southern Baptist preachers, what deacons meetings look like. This is a party in disarray. So says Joe Scarborough. As Mr. Zomers pointed out over the break, these Republicans in Michigan literally taking their glasses off and kicking each other in the groin. It's like a bad comedy movie. And as Joe Scarborough points out, because there's this division in the Republican Party. And part of it is this masculinity test, now by Republicans, perpetuated by Trump. But there's 25% out there and across Wisconsin saying, we're not voting for that crap. And I applaud you. Get you. Come on the other side. We'll come back on the other side. Great guest from Cracked Magazine on shrinkage. how he writes about it. Stay with us after this on the Todd Lyle Show.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.